from KQED.
That $100 million relief fund is expected to help cover immediate expenses for people displaced by the blast and to help the city rebuild streets, sidewalks, and parks. It's expected the state and possibly the federal government will help cover the cost of the emergency response that pulled in fire crews from all over the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. But budget cuts are taking a toll on the ability of local fire departments to respond to ordinary calls for help, Rachel Dornhelm reports.
In the spick-and-span kitchen of Vallejo Fire Station 27, the sweet smell of flavored coffee hangs in the air. It's 8 a.m., and Acting Captain Thomas Brew sits down at the large table after two straight days on duty. I ask if it was a busy night.
Very busy. Both nights. Yeah.
He says they're all like that these days. Over the last 3 years, as the city of Vallejo has worked through a legal bankruptcy, the fire department has shrunk almost in half, from 28 on-duty firefighters to just 15. They've closed three stations, including one in the Glen Cove neighborhood, where Brew says there was a big house fire last week.
Yeah, I was on that fire. It had one house going, but the engine company that was closest there was closed. So another company had to come from farther away, and it gave the fire time to catch a second house on fire.
Brew says that kind of collateral damage is happening more and more. In cash-strapped Vallejo, they're increasingly relying on a mutual aid agreement with neighboring cities.
One day, we asked for mutual aid from one of the surrounding areas, and they just flat out said, we can't do it, you know, and that was the first time that caught me a little bit off guard because that had never happened before.
Vallejo Fire Department spokesman William Tweedy.
Every jurisdiction has less funding. Their people in their city say, why are we providing services outside our city when we're not getting reimbursed for it? So those things are going to start raising their ugly head. And eventually we might not get mutual aid because they can't afford it either.
Last month, the city of San Jose laid off 49 of its firefighters and closed one of its stations, number 33. Now it has a large sign out front.
It says, in case of an emergency, call 911. Firefighters not available at the station.
That's San Jose Fire Captain Chuck Rangel.
And there are a lot of neighbors here in this community, and we've had instances where people in distress, either for a medical call or a fire, go directly to the station and start knocking on the door.
Rangel says nothing can replace San Jose's firefighters. But in the meantime, the city is using a computer system to try to allocate resources as best as possible. Stuart Gary consults to local governments about their fire departments. The former Livermore fire chief says cuts and brownouts, taking engines out of service, are happening up and down the state.
City of Sacramento has browned out some fire crews. City of Stockton recently browned out, closed one of their ladder companies.
Gary says same with San Diego, Fremont, Livermore, Burlingame. And in the fire district surrounding Sacramento, which is funded solely by property taxes and took a big hit in the real estate crash. In other places, Gary says city managers facing shortfalls have told him the same thing.
If I closed every library, if I stopped mowing the grass in every city park, I still can't close the deficit because police and fire are in most cases 35-45% of a city's expenses, and they have to get to their public safety cost.
Critics say high salaries and pensions are to blame. Others say it's the escalating cost of properly equipping firefighters to meet federal standards. One of the concerns in California is what would happen when mutual aid is needed for a large event like a wildfire. The California Emergency Management Agency moves resources to major disasters. Chief Kim Zagaris says in the past, along the North Coast, he could depend on getting 175 local government engines to a fire.
But during last year's fires, the most we were able to get was 125 engines.
Zagara says some fire departments may have equipment and want to go, but strapped municipalities are worried about delays in reimbursement from the state.
I can tell you right, you know where I sit, it's just not a good feeling to be where we're at.
Zagara says he'll only know how many agencies are actually available after he sees who shows up to the next emergency. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.